This week on the Time Bat Show.
No, I never do that because I don't. Why would I ever do that? Do
you? Yeah, just because I'm curious about the darkness of humanity.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Please, there are people that just like watch a lot of anime.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 66. I'm Time Asus.
And I am Bat Snacks.
And this is episode 66. How's it going today?
Did you know that if you add 6 and 6 together, you get 12?
Yes, what does that have to do with anything at all?
That's a good number.
Is it? I'm glad that you approve of our episode numbers. How's it going today, Bat Snacks?
It's going okay. It's been a lazy day for me.
You're back home today.
I'm back in Florida.
Mm-hmm. It's been a lazy day. It is a Sunday. We didn't record on Thursday because we both forgot.
Yeah. It got to be Thursday and I guess it felt like I had just gotten back from seeing you.
I mean, you literally had, like you left like the day before.
I got back at like 1 a.m. on Wednesday.
Yeah. The last week or two were weird, so
yeah,
we're kind of trying to get back in the groove.
Yes.
And you got back at 1 a.m. because there's like ice on the
yeah, there was ice on my airplane, so they had to take a long time to get the ice off.
Yeah,
and didn't I almost missed my transfer. And
didn't you say something about like the bathroom was broken or something?
No, and they had to that was on my way there. See, on my way there, it wasn't cold enough for there to be ice. But when I was stopped in Houston, and getting ready to fly over to Austin to see you, the lavatory on the plane that I was taking broke, and they had to bring in the bathroom man.
Uh-huh.
And he had to fix it, and it took like half an hour.
They brought in the bathroom man.
I have a feeling, I don't know for sure, but I think the problem was maybe someone on the previous flight was
a little too hot and heavy in the bathroom.
A little too hot and heavy.
That reminds me of a story I read this week, recently. And it basically was that, there was a flight out of the United States. I think they were going to Canada or something. Mm-hmm. They had to ground the plane after someone used the restroom too good. They had to make an emergency landing because someone soiled the bathroom so much.
they had to land in the mountains.
I don't think that. I think they just had to land in a close by airport.
Okay.
I don't have the whole story. I could probably find it.
So imagine that you're that man. Are you are you embarrassed, or is there a little bit of pride there?
Embarrassed. I would be very embarrassed. Wouldn't you?
You grounded a plane though, with your bathroom use.
Here's the story. Unruly passenger. They use the quote unruly passenger. Soils multiple bathrooms on United flight, forces plane to land. So this was just recently. This was 2 days ago.
So he didn't. It doesn't sound like he only did one bathroom.
Oh, it was an international flight.
Okay.
An international United Airlines flight was diverted and forced to land Thursday night after a passenger reportedly smeared feces on the walls of multiple airplane bathrooms. So he was unruly.
Yeah, okay. He wasn't just using them too good.
United Flight 895 bound for Hong Kong from Chicago, was forced to make an unscheduled landing in Anchorage, Alaska due to an unruly passenger. Austin airport police report that the passenger, an adult male, had been smearing his own feces on the walls and bathrooms with his shirt. He also tried to flush the shirt down the toilet. One passenger also reported the man was also shaking seats and pouring soda and spitting food all over. What is going on? Airport police did not file charges against the passenger. He was taken to a hospital for psychiatric evaluation.
In a
statement, United told Washington Post that the flight was diverted due to a disruptive passenger. The flight was grounded overnight for maintenance. Passengers on the plane were put up in hotels, and the airline said it was working to get them to their final destination. So, yeah, it wasn't just... When I read the story initially, like, the headline, I thought it was, like, he just used the bathroom too much. But he, like, he had a party in there.
Yeah.
You know? What kind of a guy does...
Why'd he wait till he was on... All right, so he made it past security and all that, and he was fine, I guess.
Yeah.
And then he got on the plane, like, and he just...
He's like, I'm not dealing with this anymore.
I've had enough.
Maybe... Okay, the only thing I can think of is, like, he had a really bad holiday break. Like, he went home for the holidays, and, like, his family's, like, breathing down his neck, you know? And he's like, I've had it with these people.
And then his boss calls him.
And he's like, where are you? You know, why aren't you at work? And he's like, I took the whole week off. He's like, you were supposed to get back on Monday. Like, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, oh, no. Like, I hate the world. And he gets on the plane.
And he'd had enough. Maybe they brought him the wrong soda. He ordered ginger ale, but they brought him a Diet Coke.
A Diet Coke. Oh, even worse. And he's like, This is it.
That's it.
I've had enough. So he starts shaking the seats violently. And spits,
runs soda to the bathroom, and
well, he also spit. He was shaking seats and spitting, pouring soda and spitting food all over the place.
Well, they brought him the wrong soda, so.
So yeah, probably what he did initially.
Yeah,
and then they're like, "Please don't do that, sir." And then he's like, "Fine, I'm going to the bathroom." And then he goes in and he's like, "Fuck this airplane, this whole airline," and there you go.
Yep.
The holidays are a rough time for people, you know?
Yeah, it's hard on the best of us.
And the worst of us, apparently.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know what would possess a man to do that. Yeah. To smear his excrement all over the place like that.
I mean, not that I get it, but, like, that's not that weird.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's really weird, but, like, that happens. You know, people go crazy. Though. Exactly. Like,
what
the weird thing
is going to happen?
The weird thing is that he got past all that security. He, like, boarded just fine, apparently.
Yeah, like, he was completely sane. Like, something happened on the plane that, like, made him snap,
basically. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, he was fine, and then something on the plane happened, and he snapped. Like, he just psychologically broke.
Yeah.
And he's like, I've had enough of this world. Time to move to Alaska.
we're landing here, and I'm making it happen.
Maybe that's what he really wanted. He was like, maybe he got a phone call from his boss or an email, like, while he was on the plane.
Right.
And then he was like, you're in trouble. You were supposed to come back Monday. And he's like, oh, I can't go back. Or it was like, I don't want to go back. It was like, I need to land in Alaska. Because he's on his way to Hong Kong, right?
Right.
But he's they like, probably oh, land I don't, it.
They probably
like, want to be...
Yeah. Fly towards Alaska.
Yeah, and so he's like, I don't want to be in Hong Kong. What can I do to stop this plane? And he's like,
and
this is it.
That's what
this
he did.
And he didn't want to get too big of trouble, because, like, if he was like, oh, like, I've got a bomb or something, like, he'd get arrested.
Yeah, you could go to jail for a long time.
Right, but
for
if he just acted like a complete nut job, then they'd just be like, all right, we got to land, take this guy to a hospital and just check him out real quick, you know? Yeah.
He'll probably get, like, 3 days evaluation tops, you know?
Yeah, and then he'll be on his way.
And you know what? Since they took him to a hospital, because of HIPAA laws, that'll be a secret from his future employers. They won't
HIPAA
be able to know.
Laws?
Yeah, because the health records privacy
thing. See, there you go.
So, yeah, that won't be on his record.
So he's in the clear.
He got out ahead.
Right? So mm-hmm. He made a smart move. He made a smart move. No, I'm just kidding.
Did he?
No, he didn't. I mean, maybe he doesn't want to work in Hong Kong anymore. Maybe he just really wants to get out. And he's like, I'm going to start over. I'm going to start over in Anchorage, Alaska.
There are a lot of crazy people in Alaska. He'll get along just fine.
Are there?
Yeah, there are.
How do you do?
Well, I mean, think about it. It's Alaska. Why would you live there? That's by choice.
It's supposed to be really nice in the summer.
Yeah, for like a week. I
I'm sure.
Don't you get like money for living there? Yeah, doesn't the government pay you like just pay to you? Live there? Like, welcome to Alaska. Here's some money. I would do it for a year, like out of curiosity.
Oh, yeah, same. That's something I've thought about a lot.
What, moving life. To Alaska?
Yeah, for like a year, just to see if I could do it. I don't think I could, but
I feel like I'd be really depressed during, because isn't it like isn't it really dark like a lot for a good stretch of the year in Alaska?
Yeah, it's dark and snowing and freezing cold.
I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah, and like if you don't prepare for the winter, like even with modern appliances and stuff, even if you don't prepare, you could be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's what you got to use your like $1,000 for when you move there. Yeah. They're like, here you go, get a generator or something, right?
Yeah. Get a Honda nice warm generator. Jacket.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I could do Alaska. Anyway, what else is going on in the world these days? That's well, speaking of Alaska, it's really cold right now, like everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. There's an Arctic blast or a polar surge or whatever they're calling it this year.
I feel like we talked about this last week somewhat, but it's even more pronounced this week. I heard that Florida was getting like its coldest temperatures ever, like some of its coldest.
That feels like it.
Temperatures. Like, what's the temperature over there? What has it been
I don't know.
Past few days?
It's maybe like as low as 33.
Uh-huh. But you've hit I thought you hit freezing like for a little while there. No, you didn't. You don't know.
I didn't see any ice.
But how are people in Florida reacting to this?
Well, firsthand. My work closed because it was too cold. Mind you, there was no snow or ice. It was just, the reason was it's a little too cold. We can't go to work today.
We don't want you going outside.
You don't want to. It's dangerous.
You know, like they just assume like you don't have any clothes to wear.
Exactly.
That will be warm enough. So it's just like it's too cold.
Work is closed due to it's way too cold.
It's way too cold to
which
move
is
around.
It was like 33.
Which is funny because the rest of the country is like in like -10 and they're going to work still right now.
Yeah. They know what to do though.
That's true.
They're prepared.
There are. Florida isn't prepared.
No, I wasn't.
They get ice on the road, so like I don't know what to do. What do I do with the salt? Do I just pour it on, or what happens?
I rub it in, add a baking soda.
Yes, that's what you do.
I don't know.
Actually, I don't know either. I mean, the city knows, right? Theoretically, but...
Do they?
I mean, not in Florida, they don't.
Yeah, in Florida, I think maybe there is like one man in charge of the ice removal, and he's never actually done it before.
He's just like the backup plan. Yeah. Like, George, you're in charge of ice. It's like, ice? We don't get ice. He's like, I know, but we need someone in charge of ice.
Yeah, he's just like
in the hierarchy. Yeah,
he's
the guy.
He's an elderly guy who's a janitor for a while. His pension's coming up. Just put him on the ice duty.
You'll never have to do it.
Yeah.
Because it never ices. But we just got to put you down as something, okay?
Because they can't fire him because he's a government employee.
He's like, okay, well, so what do I do all day? So just sit around and just chill out. It'll be fine. And now, all of a sudden, they might need George.
I mean, didn't, but, you know, everything was
closed. I mean, you still might.
Maybe. It's warmer this week.
It's true, but, what would he have done? Here's the thing, right? You didn't need George in your town, but other places in Florida, they have their own George that...
Yeah, that's true.
Bad at ice. Somewhere in Florida, and they're just like, I have no idea what to do. Like, the roads are just icy. Like, George, figure it out.
They don't actually fund the salt machine. Like, the salt machine doesn't actually exist. There's no real equipment. He would just have to go out with a bag of salt. And like,
like a bag of, like a jar of Morton's.
Like,
just, like, walk along the road and, like,
just throw it out. Yeah. It wouldn't do anything.
Well, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just salt in the road. He brings like a thing of pepper too, because he like doesn't know.
You gotta balance them.
You can't have too much of one, or it'll taste bad.
Yeah.
So you guys are getting over the cold thing, though, right?
Yeah.
It's warming up. That's good. Yeah, I just don't know how some places seem like they're underprepared for the cold apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's coming. I don't know. Whatever.
Everywhere is unprepared for something. Nowhere is 100%.
Yeah. And Florida is very unprepared for any
for cold, a lot of things.
For any coldness. They have no idea what to do.
We probably get more disaster money than probably any other state. I don't know that to be a fact, but
for like hurricanes and stuff.
It's probably true.
But like none of that goes into like cold preparedness disaster. Like $0. But like it's all funneled into like hurricane safety stuff.
Yeah. It's not like you can prevent a hurricane. Flooding. Like it's just gonna come and kill everything and you just That's rebuild.
True. But you can prepare like shelters and stuff. And like you know, places to stay.
Yeah.
Food, you know, I don't know what they call it. Food, whatever, you know, water, blah, blah, blah.
Stations.
Emergency alert systems, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyway, so the weather, I don't know.
It's been cold.
Exciting episode, we're talking about the weather. You can just tell how much we have to say today. I'm just real tired today. I don't know why.
I'm tired. It's been, December was so busy.
December was busy.
I feel like I need a month to recover.
I feel like I need a vacation from my vacation.
Exactly, yeah.
I need, like, another week of, like... Also, my allergies are really bad today, too.
It's still, the cedar is going in?
It's still getting me.
Oh, cool.
Going in my nose and fighting everything. I just feel like... I'm in, like, a haze right now, you know? Like, that would be my vocalization to describe how I'm feeling.
Another thing that's happening today, maybe a good thing to do while you're sick or not feeling good, AGDQ, Awesome Games Done Quick, started today.
Yeah, I haven't watched it at all yet. Have you?
I watched a little bit. They've played Crash Bandicoot and Splatoon so far.
They played Splatoon?
Splatoon 2.
How do you speedrun Splatoon?
They have there's a single player.
Oh, they're playing the single player.
Yeah, no, they're gonna speedrun multiplayer.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I don't know how fun that would be to watch. Did you watch it?
I kind of had it on in the background while I was playing my Switch, and it was okay, I guess.
What were you playing on Switch today?
Isaac.
Isaac, as usual.
Yeah.
Did you beat Mario?
No. I need to, though.
Well, I thought you got to the last part.
Mario? I'm at the... Spoilers, last. But Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, you beat it then. I mean, you saw the credits.
Yeah.
That's just the extra stuff. The Dark Side is just bonus stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to beat it, but...
I still haven't beaten Zelda, though.
Zelda's so good.
Yeah.
How far... Have you played Zelda a lot?
I've played like an hour of it.
So you're just at the very beginning.
I'm at the very beginning.
Unlike the state... Let me put this in terms you can understand.
Okay.
You're in like the train ride in Half-Life 1 of Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's a very good analogy.
You're like not even... You're like in like the tutorial introducing the game area. You're not
Hello,
even...
Gordon Freeman. Welcome to the
Yeah, Los you're Alamos. Like just getting the like basic like, here's what this game is about kind of thing.
Yeah. You know? I started playing it one night and I got to a point where I was trying... to get across the mountain, and I kept trying to climb over it, but it was too cold.
Oh,
but,
yeah, yeah.
Like, you're, me being me, I have to go through the cold.
So you tried to do it?
I tried to do it, like, 50 times.
So here's so there's a bunch of different solutions you can do for that, because you need to get to the mountain to get to the shrine. And that's really the first real challenge of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And
but I mean, you know how I am. Like no, I see that there's an icy mountain. I'm like, I can do this. Like,
and you can do it. But so there's a couple ways you can do it. You could find another route.
Yeah.
You could climb the mountain. But to climb the mountain, you need to be warm.
Yeah.
And to be warm, you need to have food that you can eat food that makes you warmer.
Yeah.
Temporarily. I found some
peppers. Yeah.
And then also you could find a winter coat.
I don't have a coat. I've just been trying to run through while being cold. And I'll just
brute force my way through this. Also, if you have wood and a torch, you can make a fire and you can warm up that way.
Yeah, so I will be playing that more.
There's a number of ways to do it, but yeah, that is definitely the first big challenge of the game. But yeah, you're not even close to, like, you haven't even hit, how many shrines have you done? Like two, maybe?
Yeah, like two or three.
Two. You know how many there are in the game?
How many?
160, I want to say. I don't know. There's a lot.
Awesome.
You don't have to do all of them, but, I mean, there's that many. So, you're not even, like, close. You're not. You're, like, 0.1% into the game at this point. So, yeah, I would recommend, like, playing it. I would say, if you next time you play, you should have a few hours so you can get through, like, the train ride Half-Life 1 part, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You'll know. Because that's just, like, the introductory area. Yes. Once you get out of that, like, the game tells you, like, okay, you're now free to go wherever you want, you know, and then it's, like, literally you can go anywhere you want.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, I could talk about Breath of the Wild all day, but get around to it at some point. I know you will. What are they, speaking of Breath of the Wild, are they speedrunning that at AGDQ?
I'm not sure. I haven't looked at the schedule, but if they are, I'm not going to watch it because I haven't beaten it.
I was watching a speedrun of that game, and it is pretty crazy what people can do,
mm-hmm.
because there's like some weird physics stuff you can do with all the abilities you get and stuff.
Yeah,
I
could see that.
So, like, you could really skip some of the shrines really fast because of the goofy physics stuff. And then you could also skip a lot of the stuff you do in the world because of, like, weird physics stuff where you, like, fling yourself across the map in, like, a cannon. You know what I mean? Like, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff like that. So, like, I'm really looking forward to seeing people go nuts with that game.
Yeah. Zelda games have a long history of very cool, like, yeah, game-breaking skips.
Right, and Breath of the Wild has even, like, has a lot of physics in it, so it's, like, combine regular, like, Zelda glitchiness with, like, physics system, and
yeah,
I just have to imagine that's gonna be, you know what I mean, something else, if you will. So we'll see. I don't know. Also, Mario Odyssey, I hope that's, I don't know if that's gonna be...
I've seen some Japanese players play that game. They do stuff that I didn't know about.
Know you could do?
I didn't know, like, that you could
all do. All the moves and stuff, they, like, yeah, chain them together in, like, crazy ways.
Like, when I was playing Mario Odyssey myself, I pretty much never even did anything but jump.
Yeah.
Like, that was my movement tech.
But there's, like, other stuff you can do. Yeah. The funny thing is I watched a couple of those, and I'll watch him and be like, whoa, that's awesome. I'm going to try to do that. And then, like, I play Mario Odyssey, and I'm like, I feel like an idiot. Like,
yeah,
I'm
like, what am I doing? This doesn't work.
But I feel like I'm, like mentally, like, inferior in every way to, like, these other people. I'm like, why? Like this
they can
is not
scale vertical walls with, like, tossing their hat.
Yeah, an opportune time. And then I'm just, like, sitting here, like, jumping and then, like, falling off the ledge to my death. You know, a lot of times I'll, like, do a jump and then, like, you'll need to time something right. But instead of timing it right, I'll, like, hit the wall. And, you know, when you hit the wall in Mario, you just kind of fall straight down. And then I just go, ah! And then I just fall to my death. And that happens, like, every time in that game. But, yeah, those, I don't know. Some of those speedrunners are crazy. I would really be interested to see, like, a whole Mario Odyssey speedrun, because I have not seen that yet.
Yeah, neither have I.
Anyway. I'll definitely watch AGGQ, some of it anyway. Yeah. It's like for a week? No, it's like 4 days or something like that?
It's a week. You know, it's a cool time. It's a cool event that happens, like, once a year for a good cause. You know, yeah, Prevent Cancer Foundation.
Yeah. Cool.
Yup. I'm sorry you're sick with trees.
No, I'm not sick. I just, my allergies are just getting me today. Oh, I'm sick with trees. That's a good way to say that. Oh, I feel like I'm dying over here. I have a good story for us.
Okay.
Before we get into Would You Rather Reddit, our usual spiel.
Yes.
In Cleveland, which is in Ohio. I don't know why.
Thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome. So postal carriers in Cleveland are trying to deliver the mail. Unfortunately, there has been a lot of aggressive turkeys around the Cleveland area.
Oh.
And a number of residents on a number of streets have had to pick their mail up at the post office because the turkeys have created unsafe conditions for the carriers to deliver mail to their homes. So it doesn't really go into a lot of detail, but the mental image I have is like basically in this suburb, this neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's like a crap ton of turkeys, and when like someone steps out of their car to deliver the mail, they like get like aggressive.
They're not having any of that.
Like, get out of my territory.
Yeah.
They're basically like wild dogs, you know, like dogs that hate the postman. Like,
except they're turkeys.
That with turkeys. The thing about turkeys, though, I've heard, is they're really mean. You know, I've heard that, like,
and they're never alone. You. Like, there's never just a turkey.
It's always, like, multiple turkeys.
Yeah. And they're big. Some of them weigh more than dogs.
They're surprisingly big, yeah.
Like, you know when when you eat your Thanksgiving turkey, yes, some of those things are, like, 20 pounds.
I know. You could get as big of a turkey as you want.
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving. And imagine that not cooked, charging at you, you know.
It's got like talons and giant wings, and it's mean. Beak.
Mm-hmm. And they run at you. They run pretty fast at you.
Yeah, and they yell. They have a very intimidating voice.
So I could see the postal carriers freaking out and be like, I'm not going to deliver mail.
Yeah.
So the city has sent out letters to people asking them to stop putting out bird feed
for the turkeys,
in hopes that the turkeys will go elsewhere. Which is why they think there's so many turkeys around the suburb. A U.S. Postal Service spokesman says that some carriers have been pecked, but none have been injured yet. So, they've been attacked, but not to injuring degree yet.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine dealing with that. I feel like being a post office worker would not be a good job.
Yeah, like that would be one of the worst jobs.
Like, if I had to make a list of jobs I least want, it would be all jobs having to do with going to someone's neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to be a mailman. I don't want to be a delivery man.
Water treatment.
I don't want to be a garbage man.
Yeah, garbage treatment.
Like, all those go to someone's house, do things.
Yeah. Because you're just doing stuff that other people don't want to do.
Right. Like, that's your job is, like, do the things that other people would not want to do ever.
Yeah. And do it every day.
And do it for a living.
Yes.
Like, that thing that everyone doesn't want to do, that's your job.
Yep.
Plumber. That would be an awful job, I feel like.
You just have to explore toilets.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
It's a toilet explorer. If I had a plumbing servant, what?
A toilet explorer is a good job description.
If I had a plumbing service, I would name... explorers.
Have you ever played Spelunky?
Yes,
I'm imagining, like, the Spelunky guy is your logo.
Yes. It's that guy.
Yeah.
Instead of the Indiana Jones, like, leather jacket, he's got, like, it's, like, blue, and it has, like, his name on it. It's, like, Fred or something like that. Toilet Explorers. That's the name of the company. No, but if I was a plumber, like, the only way I would stay sane is by having fun with it. Like,
yeah.
I would have a lot of bad, like, puns and, like...
Yeah. When people were watching me work, like, if I was using a drain snake, I'd be like, oh, I think I got a big one.
like you're fishing or something.
Yeah.
like I would have to do that to, like, be sane.
Yeah.
Like I would go over the top with, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not having fun on my job, but goddammit, I'm going to make myself have fun on the job.
Yeah.
Like, I got a big one here.
He's a real fighter.
Would you feed this guy? Oh, God. Would you like to check our email?
Yeah, let's check our email. You can email us, dear listener, at contact@timebatshow.com.
Or you can tweet at us at timebatshow.
Yeah, you could. Twitter, no one does, Twitter. But...
you could do either.
Yeah.
I just opened our email. I'm looking at it right now. I don't... we don't get any email.
Do we get any packages that we need to sign for?
We could win a signed Pokemon card on Facebook.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to open this email.
Maybe you shouldn't.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's from Green Mustard Entertainment.
Hmm. Thank you for emailing us, Green Mustard Entertainment.
Oh, okay. So we could win a signed Bulbasaur Pokemon card.
Is it signed by Bulbasaur?
Bulbasaur himself? No, I think it's signed by the artist that drew the Bulbasaur. If that makes sense.
I mean, it sounds cool.
But it's already expired.
Oh.
We had to enter by January 1st. Oh, well. So email, that's a bust. Never mind. Nothing's there. You can tell how popular our show is by being like, yeah, we've got nothing. You want to get into some questions? I feel like it's that time of the show.
Let's do some Would You Rather questions generated by Would You Rather Bot on Twitter.
Uh-huh. I'm ready. I love Would You Rather Bot.
All right.
If you don't know what Would You Rather Bot is, it's a bot that randomly generates Would You Rather questions in a very weird way. And that's all you really need to know. Follow WYR_bot on Twitter and you'll see. All right, I'm ready.
First question. Would you rather shoot your butt or have your parents narrated by your best friend?
That doesn't make any sense.
Will you either shoot yourself in the ass or...
Oh, okay, so I'm shooting myself in the ass.
Yeah.
I was going a different way with that question.
Let's not go to that way.
Well, it didn't say shoot in the butt. It just said shoot your butt.
No, you're either shooting yourself in the butt.
See, this is where my brain goes all the time. Like, I just assumed that's what I meant.
Yes.
So I'm shooting myself in the butt.
Yes.
Or having my parents narrated.
Your parents will be narrated by your best friend.
Forever? Always. Shooting yourself in the butt, you only have to do one time.
But that sounds like it hurts.
I mean, what kind of gun are we talking about here?
A gun. I don't
22.
Know.
22.
Yeah.
I would take it.
35 a lot. Oh, God.
I was about to say something bad. I would take the shot one time. And then you got to have surgery, you know, remove the bullet, blah, blah, blah. But I'd be okay. I mean, there's a lot of meat back there.
You could, it'd be a cool scar.
Yeah.
Be like, I got shot when I was in a shootout. You could tell people that we're looking at your butt for some reason. I don't know.
The next time someone's looking at your butt.
That happens a lot.
You know? All the time. It's like daily.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but people look at my butt every day.
Yeah, especially the meat.
Like the uncovered parts of it, yes. Absolutely. No, but I would do that one time.
Yeah. I think I agree with you. Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, small caliber.
I would miss my parents.
Yeah, me too. I would get shot once. Small caliber. I'm not doing it. I'm not taking like a 45 or anything like that. You know, 357. I'm not taking that. But if we're talking about like a small caliber, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Do that.
How about... Would you rather get punched by a rainbow or kiss their eyes? Don't mind the policeman.
Is he part of the question?
Yeah, it's not.
Punch by rainbow or kiss the eyes?
Their eyes.
Their eyes. The rainbow's eyes. I'm assuming.
Sure. Yeah, it kind of sounds that way.
I'll kiss the rainbow's eyes.
Yeah, it sounds.
I don't know what that means.
Better than getting punched.
That sounds like taking drugs, doesn't it?
Yeah, you kiss the eyes of the rainbow.
Kiss the eyes of the rainbow.
That sounds like a really intense drug.
That sounds like the name of a drug.
Yeah.
The eyes of the rainbow. And to kiss it, it means to take it.
Yeah.
So this is like a bunch of drug slang packed into one sentence.
Yeah.
The eyes of the rainbow is the name of the drug. Kissing the eyes of the rainbow is taking the drug.
Taking the drug.
I would be imagining it's like kind of a, like acid.
Yeah, you know? Something extremely hallucinogenic.
Really hallucinogenic.
And it's like it only lasts like very briefly, but it seems it's like it lasts like a thousand.
It's like
years.
A minute, but like yeah. It feels like a day.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
And everything like, turns into rainbows.
Yeah, it's like, dude, have you kissed the eyes of the rainbow?
I was like, I don't know if I want to do that.
It's like, dude, scary. That doesn't sound too cool, man. And then, you know, the other guy's like, oh, you gotta try it. It's real good. Right.
Yeah, I feel like that's something that is sold in like the forests of South America. Like, it's not a pharmaceutical drug. They, like, make it by...
You gotta go on, like, a drug vision, hippie vision quest to, like,
get it. Yeah, you have to go out and talk to the shaman, and he like, mixes it with weird...
He's like, here, with weed?
Is that no, not with weed, with, like, animal urine or something. There's, like, a weird way to make it.
He's like a turtle shell.
Yeah.
Right? That's his, like, pot.
Yeah.
And he, like, pisses in the jar. And then he, like, takes this plant or something, and he, like, sets it on fire.
Yeah.
And, like, grounds it up into ashes, and then he puts it in the turtle shell with the pee. And then he, like, then mixes it all together, and then you drink it. And it's, like, really, like, bright pink colored.
Yeah.
It's like many colored.
Mm-hmm.
And then you drink it, and that's the eyes of the rainbow. You drink it out of the turtle shell, yeah. Too. He's like, take, drink. And you're like, I don't know.
I didn't know that it would involve your urine.
It's not like, that's a man's urine. Yeah. It's not like a rabbit. It's like this guy's.
Yeah.
This old man.
It's like, is that really necessary? Do we really need to use your... Can't I just do it without?
He's like, no, it doesn't work the only way. My tribe has been doing this for thousands of years. Yeah. Oh, God. And then you go on, like, a spirit quest.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become a man.
You get a spirit animal and you get it tattooed on your arm or something.
That's how you become a man in South America.
You drink you kiss the eyes of the rainbow.
How offensive do you think we're being to people from South America right now? On a scale of 1 to 10.
Well, it's not like people from South America. It's like...
It's like in the Amazon rainforest.
I don't know if that makes it better, but...
It's like, okay, you know, in like... Oh, this is a bad example.
Let's do it. Come on.
This isn't even in the Amazon, though.
Do it. It's even better.
You know, in like Indiana Jones 2 and the Temple of Doom?
Yes.
He falls out of the plane,
mm-hmm.
and he's in, like, India somewhere, and he, like, floats along in, like, the raft, and then he discovers this, like, village in the middle of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
and they're, like, you know, they're, like, removed from society. It's like that, but in the Amazon.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, like, you go down that Amazon River, like, for miles, and then...
Come upon the tribe.
Come across this, like, tribe who's isolated from society. And this is their, like, this is their thing. This is their claim to fame. The eyes of the rainbow.
The eyes of the rainbow.
No, but I think I'd rather do that. I mean, I would do it once to, like, see what it's like, you know?
Maybe.
It'd be really hallucinogenic. What was the other option? I'm sorry.
You gotta get punched by a rainbow.
Oh, yeah. I would.
Maybe that's the more intense version. Like, they only give it to natives.
Oh, like, you could either kiss the eyes of the rainbow, which is drink the guy's pee, or you get...
Or you take the punch.
Punched by the rainbow, which... What does that entail?
I can't think of anything that isn't gross.
Oh, God.
All right, let's not go there. Next, would you rather?
I see where you're going with that one.
Let's not.
They mix it with something else.
Nope. Would you rather spend an hour in oranges or live as a tiny shark for the rest of your life?
Spend an hour in oranges. Because then after that, it's just like, it's normal. Yeah, and oranges are good for you.
Probably exfoliates your skin.
Am I inside like an orange cart?
Yeah.
Or like I'm in a literal orange.
It's in oranges, plural. So it sounds like oranges are all around you.
Yeah, so like there's like a big vat of oranges.
And you have to just be in there for an hour.
I'm just like in, it's like a ball pit.
Yeah.
But with oranges. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like Chuck E. Cheese, they replace... We talk about Chuck E. Cheese a lot. Damn it. You replace the ball pit with the oranges.
You just have to hang out in there for an hour.
The orange pit, mm-hmm. as it were. Yeah, easy. That's easy.
Yeah, same. That was too easy.
It's fine.
Would you rather press a bunny to a single dinosaur or be scariest birds?
Ooh. I mean, being birds is probably lame, but... being scariest birds sounds kind of cool, doesn't it?
Have you ever wanted to be a high-flying bird way up in the sky?
Yeah, actually, sometimes. I mean, sometimes you kind of want to be a bird, right?
Yeah. Seems fun. I think
it'd be cool to be a bird. Have you ever wanted to be an animal?
I've thought about it.
Like, oh, it'd be cool to be an animal.
For like a day.
For like a day, yeah. The problem with animals is like... the problem with animals. What a sentence starter. It's like, after that, you're an animal. Like, you're not smart. You have, like, you don't know what's going on. You're, like, just an animal. You're just, like, a dumb animal. But, whenever you have a really bad day,
you're like, wouldn't it be simpler?
Right? Exactly. Like, wouldn't it be simpler if I was just, like, someone's hamster or something? Like, that would be...
You walk in from your car up to your house, and you see some squirrels, like, just eating some nuts in your yard.
Yeah, and, like, and they're, like, having a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, you know, I would like to be that.
I think I'd still rather press a bunny to a dinosaur, because that means you get to meet a dinosaur.
That's true. I didn't think of that. All right, I changed my answer to that.
Do you want to do some Reddit questions? I think that was all the best.
I would love to do
some of Would You Rathers.
You're in charge of, like, the whole show today, by the way.
Okay. So
I'm sitting here, like, in a haze right now.
This was submitted by Sippy29. He asks...
Thank you, Sippy29.
What goes from great to awful if you add almost in front of it?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Any food, okay? Any food.
That's true.
Right? So, like...
it's almost shrimp.
Yes, that's like the perfect example. Almost shrimp.
Would you buy that from the supermarket?
That sounds like a shrimp substitute.
It's like the crab like, with a K.
It's like you can't believe it's not butter, but like shrimp. It's in like the frozen aisle.
Yeah.
Almost shrimp. And it's like shaped like shrimp.
Yes.
But like it's not quite in the perfect shape. Like it's too...
it's just a swirl.
And it's like colored, like yes. It's like pink dyed, like so it looks more shrimp.
It's almost shrimp.
Great for your cocktail parties. And it's like $2.99 for like 50 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost shrimp. That's perfect because like shrimp, great, love shrimp. Almost shrimp.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. You can have a whole brand of almost foods.
Almost beef. Almost chicken.
I like the seafood ones. Yeah. They sound even grosser. Almost seafood, shrimp.
Like
almost oysters.
I think seafood is the food group that you... it's the most dangerous.
It is. So if you're doing almost, it's like really creepy.
Yeah.
Almost lobster.
Almost crabs.
Oh, God. Well, that would be really gross. But you could have a whole brand of this food.
You could.
Like, almost foods, you know? It's all food, but it's almost food. Like, it's that's their slogan. It's not food, it's almost food. But yeah, they have all the meat. of all the seafood. They could have like cheese too.
It's almost like, cheddar.
Almost cheddar. Not quite there, but it's almost.
I'm gonna put that on my almost mayonnaise. You got all your condiments.
Almost mayonnaise. So what, do they just like really cut the cost of like normal mayonnaise?
It's like it's kind of like Miracle Whip.
But it's like even worse.
Yeah.
It's like water and like white food coloring or something.
Yeah.
Almost mayonnaise. Almost coffee.
Yeah, almost coffee.
They use like dirt and they like flavor it.
Caffeinated
dirt.
No, it's like caffeinated charcoal.
Yeah. Yes, they use something gritty,
yeah.
Of course. And then they put caffeine in it. This might be like the wave of the future here.
Yep. I mean, a very, very sad future.
But like, it would be so much cheaper than other food.
And you know, the thing is, all right, let's get deep here on the Time Bat Show real quick. I was watching a video about how you should be a vegetarian the other day, and it made me really sad that I eat animals. Yeah. With almost shrimp, it would be more ethical.
You don't have to worry about it.
Than killing all the shrimp.
Yeah, because it's made out of, like, tofu or something.
Yeah, like, textured vegetable protein.
And it's, like, colored pink. Yes. And it's in a swirl.
It's got shrimp flavor.
Shrimp flavor. Yeah, it would be ethical. I mean, that could be part of their marketing, right?
Yeah.
It's ethical.
Ethical protein. Mm-hmm. It's almost shrimp.
It's not food, it's almost food.
Yes.
And it's ethical. I like that.
So, soft light asks, people who stand in the shower before turning it on, what's it like living on the edge?
I stand in the shower before I turn it on.
So you let the cold water hit you?
No, I kind of do, like, the dodge
okay,
move.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
You do, like, a bullet time, like a...
Yeah, I'll, like, dodge it.
No, I don't do that.
My shower's, like, just big enough that I can kind of, like, be out of the way of the water, mm-hmm. but still be in the shower.
I like, can, it's not but big. It's you're still going to get a little bit on you.
Yeah.
It's going to be really cold.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I stand to the side... Turn it on, and then, like, any that's going to get on me, still, I'll try to, like, dodge out of the way. And most of the time, it works. Some of the time, I'll still get a blast of cold air, but my water heats up decently quickly, so...
Do you do the thing where you, like, hit the cold water with your hand, but not too long?
What do you mean?
To test the temperature?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the wave kind of deal?
Yeah, the wave.
Yeah, I do the wave. I mean, I think everyone does the wave.
Yeah, I do that, but I don't stand in the shower.
So do you open the door, or do you have like a bathtub shower thing?
Yeah.
Okay, you have one of those. Okay, so you stand outside.
Yeah, turn it on. Then I get in.
Well, then, so for you, do you have one of those you have to switch it from tub to shower?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's easier for you, because then you just wait for the water to be hot on the tub part,
exactly.
And then you switch it to shower part.
Oh, do you have one of those like dedicated showers?
Yeah, I have a dedication.
Okay, yeah, cool. So you can't really be outside when you turn it on.
I mean, I could, but it would get all over the floor and stuff. You know, like... My shower's in one of those, like, glass boxes.
Yeah, box shower.
Yeah. So, like, I open the door, I stand in there, kind of on, like, the edge.
Mm-hmm. Turn it on,
and then I'll dodge if I need
to.
Yeah,
do the bullet time Neo dodge.
Bullet time dodge.
Then do the wave.
Then it'll be fine. And I can't, I can't really turn it on. I mean, I could turn it on beforehand. So what I could do is I could turn it on, close the door, and then just come back and then, like, put my hand in it. But I feel like I'd still get water everywhere that way.
Yeah.
I don't know. But see, with the bathtub showers, you don't really have to worry about that.
Yeah.
You can just turn it on and then just wave your hand under the running water until it's hot. And then just be like, it's time. Yeah. My opinion. But yeah, I like to live on the edge with the shower. That's what I do.
Mark Serk asks, thank you for submitting your question, Mark Serk.
Thanks, Mark Serk.
What only exists because people are stupid?
What only exists because people are stupid?
Traffic.
traffic is a great example of that. Traffic is the most frustrating human invention. And I say human invention because
it's invented by people every single day.
Yeah.
It's probably the same people.
Probably. Oh, I was in a crazy traffic thing like 2 days ago.
What happened?
So, coming home, went to like a concert on Thursday night. Coming home late, it's like 11:30.
Yeah.
Midnight, I don't know. I'm driving on the highway. And normally I was pretty clear at the middle of the night on Thursday night because, you know, it's late, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
And randomly, car starts stopping. And I'm like, what's going on? This is weird. And it comes to like a dead stop. Like, no one is moving at all. So I kind of like pull my car over to the median a little just to like peek around the corner.
Take a quick look, yeah.
Take a quick look. There's like a fire or something up there.
Shit.
Like on the road, and there's like thousands, not thousands, but there's like a lot of lights like flickering, like police cars and stuff. So all these, this ambulance starts passing, like in the left lane on the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So I move over, and a lot of people move over. Like two or three ambulances start passing. And then I realize what they're doing with traffic is they're directing everyone off like to exit.
Mm-hmm.
The highway, because they're the road is completely closed. The highway's they're closing the highway.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is everyone that is past the exit can't do shit because the exit has passed.
Yeah, they're
and
stuck.
I'm one of them. And I'm one of them. So what they end up doing is there's a median, like there's like the exit, and then there's like a median that separates like the highway from like the exit.
Mm-hmm.
And that median starts like when the exit begins.
Right.
And obviously there's like a big median there. But they're like, oh, you gotta go over the median. Like, so they literally directed traffic over the median into the exit lane. Because the exit lane has like passed for a lot of people already. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Did you have to go through like grass or gravel or anything?
So I had to like, I didn't have to go through gravel, but I had to drive over a median and then like onto the road. But it took forever because at this point, like, there are lanes, but there are effectively no lanes because this is not, like, a road,
yeah.
You know? Like, this is not something that works. So it's, like, mass hysteria. People are just, like, trying to get in always.
Yeah.
And the cops are trying to make it so there's, like, three lines to get to the exit. But, I mean, it's not really working.
Yeah, people are not very good at following.
No. And then the other problem is there's a lot of semis. And they have to somehow get over the median in a semi, you know?
Yeah.
So one is on there, and it's like, it takes him like 10 tries to get over the median. He has to like back up and like gun it to like build momentum to get over. It was frightening. I've never really seen anything quite like that before. This is like, you know, midnight, 12:30. So it took me like an hour to get home, but I don't know. It was kind of nuts. I've never really seen anything like that before.
Yeah,
but
I've seen.
I don't know.
I've seen a car fire one time, but I was able to drive past it.
I've seen a car fire one time too, but I was able to drive past it as well. This time is like they closed the whole highway down. So I don't know. Traffic here is just awful, though. Like people, they don't know what they're doing. Nobody. So that's my traffic story. Sorry for the.
It's okay. It's a good story. How about? Okay.
I feel like crap right now.
I'm sorry. We're almost there. We're in the running. We're in the
Are we? Home stretch. Can we just end it right now? I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Right, we're in the home stretch. Here we go. Last Reddit question before we move on to trivia.
All right.
Asked by MonsterBoy92. Thank you, MonsterBoy92.
Thank you, MonsterBoy92.
What's a movie/TV scene where the scene and the song playing went perfectly together?
I mean, there's a lot of these. So, I love it when they do this.
Yeah, same.
Like, this is my favorite thing. Like, I've wanted to be a movie director for the express purpose to be able to do this. Yeah. Like, I can't, I'm not lying. Like, I've had this thought. Because I love this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have an example off the top of your head? Because I have one recent one.
I don't have an example off the top of my head, but I do have one that I'd like to make.
Okay, we'll get into that in a second.
Okay.
So I'll just tell you the one I have off the top of my head. Have you seen Mindhunter yet?
The Discovery Channel?
No, that's Manhunt.
Sorry. Mind.
There's Mindhunter. It's on Netflix. It's about during the 70s, people... I think I told you about it. During the 70s, the FBI tries to criminally profile serial killers.
No, I haven't seen it yet, but you told me about it.
Anyway, it's really good. I don't want to spoil anything, but there's this... The final, pretty much the final scene or penultimate scene in the last episode of last season, of the first season, has this scene that's synced to music in a really cool way. I don't want to spoil it, but it was really cool, and it made the last episode like really good. So that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to spoil it, but that's my thing.
Quentin Tarantino is also very well known for doing this.
He does that a lot too. Yeah like he did it with Pulp Fiction. And what was that one song he made famous, basically?
I remember Kill Bill and the Bang Bang He Shot Me Down. Yeah, that one's another example.
He did it in Pulp Fiction with that surf rock song.
Oh yeah, when they're when
Sir Lou.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, Quentin Tarantino does a lot too. All right, what's your dream? Like, I want to do this.
My dream scene. It's gonna sound really weird, but
no, here we go.
I want to make like a self-depreciating documentary of my everyday life.
Okay.
Where I like make fun of everything I do.
I love this already.
And the intro for the movie is the opening shot is like it pans over my bedroom, and I want it to be like really messy.
Yeah.
But I want like nerd stuff everywhere. And in particular, I want in the movie, I want to be obsessed with like an anime girl.
Okay.
I'm not in real life. I don't really, you know, do that. But
in this,
I think it would be really funny if I had like this like figurines and I had like posters. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I want to be asleep with the body pillow of the anime girl. Sure. And my alarm is about to go off. It says like 6:58 on it.
Sure.
And the song they're playing is "It's a Sin, My Darling, How I Love You, Because I Know Our Love Can Never Be."
And they're playing that on the radio.
That's on my like alarm clock. It's a radio alarm clock.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I'm like holding the body pillow.
I love how you're putting yourself in this. Like, this could have been any fictionalized character.
Yeah.
But you're like, nah, this is gonna be me.
That would be a really funny version of me, though.
It would be.
Like, I want, like, really sad, like, nerdy guy, like, lives alone, like, kind of like I do. And then.
It's like, he's just sadder and lonelier.
And he's got his anime girlfriend body pillow, and that song is playing. It would be hilarious.
So is this version of you, like, if you were, like, more, if you were, like, really depressed, and... Yeah. So, like, you're the same circumstances you are in life.
But I want...
But, like, you're just more depressed.
Yeah, like, way... Yeah. Like, I want more really bad nerd stereotypes.
Okay. So you're like an extreme version of yourself.
Yeah, like bizarre extremo version of me.
I gotcha. Anime girlfriend.
Yeah.
That could be the purpose of the movie right there. Like you trying to get over your anime girlfriend.
We like break up or something. I make up. I have like some really bizarre like schizoid like hallucination where my anime girlfriend and me get in a fight.
Oh god. Yeah. I feel like this has been a movie already.
We could. All right, it could happen in public. Like I go out to eat with my anime girlfriend body pillow. Like, we're sitting in the restaurant together, and we start a fight, and everybody's just like, what is going on? Like,
you'd be like, she'll have a Coke.
Yeah.
You, like, order for her.
And we get in a fight about how I shouldn't order for her because she's an independent person. So the waiter is standing right there, and I'm like, well, you're going to order, huh? I think you need me to do that, huh? And the waiter's getting really uncomfortable.
As he should be.
Yeah. I think that would be really funny.
What, do you imagine that your imaginary argument with the anime girl, do you imagine in the movie that she's like, the audience sees her as like real?
No.
Like in your perspective? No. Or like, you literally are just having a conversation with the pillow?
They cut to the pillow and there's like nothing happening. It's just,
but you like you're hearing what you want to hear, and the audience doesn't hear what she says, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's like literally you just having a one-sided conversation with the
Remember Ed, Edd n Eddy, Plank?
Yes, Yeah, Plank.
It would be like those.
So you're Johnny in this situation.
Yeah, like Jimmy is arguing with Plank, or and then Jimmy, you know, whatever. It cuts to Plank, and it's just a piece of wood, and it's silence. With a,
yeah, and then he's like, "No, Plank, why would you say that?"
Exactly.
Like that's
yeah.
that's the whole movie. I like this. This is a very depressing movie.
It's a comedy.
No, I know. It's a comedy. This is a good 21st century film. It's a
very
film.
Dark comedy.
Because this is really going after... I mean, this is going on today, right now. I mean, not this extreme, but, like, this is what we got. This is an epidemic right now.
Yeah, I mean, people, like, they watch their... Like, not to get too real, but, you know, they watch...
Not to offend any of our listeners. Not to offend
anyone listening, but, you know, you watch your TV programs with your people that you think are your friends, and you kind of take them around everywhere with you on your phone and stuff. It's basically the same thing.
Wow. Wow. It's deep.
Yeah.
We're getting really deep. And so the only difference, really, is... The
one is... One is... One's a pillow.
And one's not... Oh, man.
But yeah, I think that opening scene would just, like, that would be the best start to a movie like that.
It's really good. I have a lot of, like, stuff I would set to music. Nothing's popping into my head, but a lot of times I'll listen to a song and be like, oh, this would be sweet in a movie scene where they do this and this and this and this. You know? Mm-hmm. I can't think of anything right now. I'm really disappointed. Because I have these thoughts, like, regularly.
Yeah, me too.
And, like, I frequently think of, like, I wish I could be a movie director just so I could set this song to some sweet scene. You know what I mean?
We should get a camcorder, and next time I visit, we should just do music videos.
So, music, we like, set to weird shit.
Yeah. Like, we could totally pull off that scene I just described. All we need is an anime pillow and, like, some anime figures and stuff. Some posters.
So, yeah, you're going to have to get those.
I'll buy one.
Because, you know, I don't have any of that stuff.
All right.
Do we want to get into trivia?
Ready for trivia?
I'm so ready.
Okay.
It's your turn to play trivia this week. I have the questions. Your lifelines today are 5-second Google, 10-second Bing, 30-second Yahoo, 40-second Ask, 50-50 Monty Hall, Phone a Friend, Ask a Rando, and Rhyme Time. Which one would you like? Which ones would you like? You get to pick three.
I'll choose 5-second Google, Monty Hall, and 50-50.
Sounds good. Your categories today are geography, entertainment, and food. Your first category is geography. What did the famous Hollywood sign located in Los Angeles originally say? Was it A, Hollywoodville, B, Hollywood Land, C, Hollywood Town, or D, Hollywood City?
Hollywood Land feels correct, but I'm going to Monty Hall it.
Hollywood Land feels correct?
Yeah, I'm going to lock in Hollywood City.
Hollywood City as your lock-in?
Yeah.
Okay, the answer is either Hollywood Land or Hollywood City.
I will go with Hollywood Land, final answer.
Hollywood Land is correct.
Yeah.
You're like, really, you're speed running this street.
I've never seen that sign, but Hollywood Land has the best ring to it.
Doesn't it? Yeah. Hollywoodville sounds a little weird.
Yeah.
So does Hollywood Town and City. All right, next question is entertainment. On Sesame Street, what was Oscar the Grouch's original color? Was it A, blue, B, purple, C, orange, or D, brown?
Because
he's green, you know.
I think blue is his original color.
Are you going to go with blue?
I'm going to go ahead and expend my 5-second Google, but that's what I would have chosen.
Okay. So Oscar the Grouch, original color. I'm going to start your timer in a second. It's going to take me longer to actually open the timer.
Yes.
And set it up than it is to actually do it. 1 second. Well, when I mean 1 second, I mean like 5 seconds. All right, are you ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1, and Google.
Oscar, original color.
The timer broke.
Well... Oscar the Grouch is a character.
You have no time. That's it.
Right.
I really gave you 10 seconds because the timer broke.
I see
Windows, get your fucking timer right, okay? Like, it never works right. I've never had it work right, like, ever in the history of the timer.
66 like, episodes, it hasn't worked
it's
once.
So bad. It's never worked once. Every time I use it, I discover a new way to make it work less good. Like, literally, every time. Like, get your timer working.
I'm going to go with
orange. Multimedia company could figure it out. I'm sorry. I'm ready.
It's okay.
What is your final answer?
Orange, final answer.
Orange is correct. Good job. Isn't orange a weird color for Oscar the Grouch to be?
Well, he lives in a trash can.
I would have guessed him to be brown or something.
That's true.
He's a trash animal.
You know? That's true.
What is Oscar the Grouch?
He's that man that lives in the trash.
He's like, what is he? Like, all the other Muppets, like, are kind of something. Like, Big Bird is a bird. Elmo and Bert, or not Elmo. Bert and Ernie are, like, people.
Yeah. Elmo's kind of like a person.
Yeah, but he's kind of person-like. Oscar the Grouch is, like, a green, hairy trash man.
Oscar the Grouch is me.
You're Oscar the Grouch. Do you think Oscar the Grouch has an anime girlfriend in there?
Maybe.
Like, he has a picture in his trash can
of a female Oscar girl. Lady.
Yeah, of an anime girl.
No, just an anime girl.
It's an anime girl. Have we ever seen Oscar the Grouch's trash can, like the inside?
It's probably really nice in there. No.
I don't think they ever took us into his trash can.
Yeah. I'm imagining like a picture of Asuka from like Neon Genesis, like taped.
Oh, I thought Asuka like was the female version of Oscar.
Oh, maybe.
Like OSCA, you know?
Yeah.
Asuka the Grouch. She's pink or something. Sorry, you mean Asuka from Neon Genesis.
Family. Yeah, he would like her.
He would. Yeah, she's like grumpy.
She's really mean.
Yeah, she is mean. And it'd be a picture of her like yelling.
Yeah.
You know, like... She's like pointing her finger and like yelling. Like, yeah. He's like, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that's how I like it.
Oh, God. It's like on the side of his trash.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he lives in there. Do you think there's like a hole in the bottom?
So he can...
What?
So what, like an outhouse? No. Hole. Well, what's the hole for?
No. I love how you go there.
I mean...
No, I meant like a hole, like, there's like an underground part that like he has like an actual house. Okay,
so not like a...
Oh, God. Nope, it's just a hole for the bathroom.
Yeah, there's a bathroom hole.
Then he's got all he needs, right? He's got his kitchen, which is the trash can. Mm-hmm. He's got the picture of Asuka, which is his entertainment. He's got his hole for the bathroom.
What else do you need? Like,
what else do you need, right? That's it. What a life. What a charmed life Asuka the Grouch must lead. I would like to see a render of the inside of his trash can.
Me too.
It's just like all trash and then a picture of Asuka. Yeah. Like, that's it.
Maybe he has like things that he saves, like cool trash things that he finds in the trash.
Like, I really like this banana peel. It's really like, cool.
I'm imagining, you know, outside of Italian restaurants, they have those really, really like grody looking statues of an Italian man. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. He has one of those in there.
Okay. Grody Italian man statue who's like naked.
Yeah.
Right?
No, he's wearing like a chef outfit and he's like doing the
thing. Oh, he's doing what?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like throwing some dough in the air or something. He's got one of those big hats.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I gotcha. So he's got one of those, got a picture of Asuka. Maybe he's got like a book somebody threw.
He has a harmonica.
Really likes.
It doesn't work, but he has one.
A dirty harmonica that's only like half of it is broken or something. He can only play like half of the notes on the harmonica. And they all sound like slightly out of tune, out of key, you know. Yeah. So that's you.
That's me.
You're Oscar. I'm just kidding. You want your final question?
Yes.
All right. Your category is food. Kool-Aid, the drink Kool-Aid, was originally marketed under what name? Was it A, Sweet Whack, B, Fruit Smack, C, Sugar Wallop, or D, Cool Smash?
I love all of these names. I think Sugar Wallop is my favorite. All right, what was it? Fruit Smash. Sweet.
No, I'll get them again. Sweet Whack, Fruit Smack, Sugar Wallop, or Cool Smash.
All right. I'm going to have to do 50-50.
Okay. What is your guess before I give you 50-50?
What was the last one again?
Cool Smash.
I think that's my guess.
I'm not going to give you Sugar Wallop because I think you know that that's a made up
yeah,
one.
That's a very so you're name.
You're 50-50. It's either Fruit Smack or Cool Smash.
Cool Smash or Fruit Smack. Or
Fruit Smack.
Cool Smash. Fruit Smack. Cool Smash. Fruit Smack. Neither of them are like a name that you would want to be for a drink.
I think we should make a Kool-Aid competitor. Like four different. We should start four different Kool-Aid businesses.
Yes.
And all of them use one of these names. Yes.
Sugar Wallop.
That's the flagship, yes. Though. That's the one we make succeed.
Fruit Smack, Cool Smash. I'm going to go with Fruit Smack. Final answer.
Fruit Smack? Yeah. Fruit Smack is correct! Nice. Congratulations.
Because Cool Smash, that doesn't really tell me anything. It sounds really cool, but...
Yeah. These all sound like moves, like a fighting game moves
oh, yeah.
that a character
yeah.
would use. Like a big strawberry, like, character. You know? Like, if you had a fighting game where one of the characters was, like, made of fruit.
These know? Sound like special moves. These are very fancy sounding.
Right?
Yeah. Sugar Wallop.
Sugar. He gets out like a big hammer made of sugar.
Wallops you with it.
And wallops you with it. And then Fruit Smack is like he gets a banana.
Okay.
And he like smacks you with the banana. Yeah.
He pulls out a random piece of fruit. Different fruits.
And smacks you with them.
Deal different.
It's like Smash Brothers, yeah. right? It's like
what's it? Pac-Man.
Mr. Game & Watch. Yeah. Or Mr. Game & yeah, Watch, right? Game you know how like the numbers, mm-hmm. you know? So, like, a banana would, like, do extra damage. And then, like, an orange would, like, poison him because it's, like, acidic or whatever.
That's not what I think of when I...
And then apple would, like, hit him really hard. Like, it would knock him back
yeah,
pretty
knock
far.
Back. Which one poisons him? Or orange.
Orange.
Orange, yeah. Which one slows him down?
Oh. Banana. Because it's no...
The banana peel.
Because it's, like, a banana yeah. peel? Maybe? Yeah, I'd be like, wah. That would be the sound effect.
Wah, wah.
And then a melon would...
That's like a critical hit, because they're big.
Critical hit. What about a watermelon? That's, like, really rare.
Yeah.
And that would, like, do the most damage. Because it's a watermelon.
You know the you fighting gotta... game announcer man? When you get the watermelon, mm-hmm. he says, watermelon wallop.
I like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, we just made a fighting game right there. Well, a character anyway.
Yeah, he'd be cool.
I think you got all the questions right today.
Yay.
You did. Congratulations. You win a prize, and the prize is a watermelon. No, I'm just kidding. Do we have any final would you rather we can finish the show with?
Let me reopen my text file because I accidentally closed it.
Or we can just do another Reddit. I don't care.
How about the rest are would you rather love or masturbate your whole life? I mean, the answer is very obvious, but
I mean, I'm going to go with the first one. I feel like the Oscar the Grouch would rather do
that. Is that what he's doing in there?
I mean, he's got the toilet already built in, so
he doesn't just like do a little spray and pray.
Oh, this is a disgusting episode. But what else is he gonna do in there, right?
Like, I mean, I don't know. He has friends that come and visit him.
He doesn't have TV or anything. You know,
that's true.
Like he's got friends that visit him, but they don't visit very often.
Yeah,
you know, it's like once a week when Sesame Street's on TV.
That's true.
You know,
that's what he what does all day. What else is he
gonna do? I mean, what else is he gonna do all day?
How about, all right, let's do one more because that one was gross.
Okay. Oh, that is gross.
Would you rather? All of these. All right. Would you rather live in a world of Jack, or live in a world with everyone?
Ooh.
You know, they're living a world Jack. With Jack, or live in a world with everyone.
I don't like everyone.
Sometimes I really don't like everyone.
Me neither. I kind of want to see what Jack is.
Yeah.
All
sometimes
about.
I kind of just wish it was Jack.
Like, I don't know who Jack is, but
I give could him a he chance. Could he be worse than everyone? I don't know.
Could he be? I don't know. Could he? Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about everyone is, like, I think individual people are great. Everyone is awful.
Yeah.
You know, humans as a whole are bad.
Yeah.
But humans as individuals, pretty okay. So, like, yeah, I would take my chances with Jack. World is Jack.
What if he's... You know, he can't be what worse? If Jack is just, what? Like, Oscar?
I was going to say he can't be worse than Oscar.
But what if, so what if that's who you got?
What if he is?
I mean, he just wants to live in his trash can. And
you got to make the best of
true.
It.
True.
You know? You got to try to... you got to try to, like, make him a better person. Like, Jack, don't go to your trash can. It's like, but I want to. It's like, come out and talk to me, Jack. You know?
Talk to me about why like, you're so angry all the time.
Yeah, tell me why you're always such a grouch, Jack. And he's like, okay, I guess. And then, like, you get him out of your shell, and then you become, like, best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then there you go.
Then he breaks up with his anime girlfriend, and...
Yeah, maybe you both really like anime a lot. That's a common ground. Yeah. You know? It's not healthy for you to be obsessing over that anime girl, Jack. He's like, I know, but I just really like anime. And you're like, yeah, we know, Jack. Everybody likes anime. That's not true, but, you know. And then you find an anime to watch together that doesn't have any women that Jack could fall in love with.
Good luck with that.
They exist somewhere,
really?
Right?
Do they?
Surely. There's
isn't that like the there. Point of anime?
Is it? It feels like lately it kind
it feels
of
feels like for the most part.
That's kind of why I don't watch anime
I think it's a
anymore,
fair stereotype. It, like, yeah, that's why anime exists.
That's why I don't really watch anime anymore, because it feels like they know, like the people that make anime know that's the point of anime, and they're like playing into that hand, yeah. If you know what I mean. And it's just like, oh, this is so on the nose. Like, we get it. You have like anime women in the show. Great. Like, we know everyone's watching the show because of that. It's like, can we make it about something else? Like, no, we can't. Because that's what sells.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we're, like, making some people mad, but do you ever go to, like, an anime forum?
No, I never do that, because I don't... Why would I ever do that? Do
you? Yeah, just because I'm curious about the darkness of humanity.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Please there are people me. That just, like, watch a lot of anime. And that's, like, yeah. I mean, it sounds like dumb.
You say that as such a bad thing. You're like, there are people out there that just watch a lot of anime.
And that's so weird to me.
Why so
because
weird? It's anime.
Because it's anime. It's not good.
I mean, I watch some anime.
Yeah, but...
But I don't watch a
okay,
lot.
Have you ever, like, watched anime every day for, like, 5 years straight?
No, never.
Yeah. There's people that did that.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I would die. I would probably kill myself.
Like there are people that they run out of the good anime and they go and and then they're just left with
and they go to the bottom of the barrel. They're like, I have no anime to left, and they're like, well, here's a recommendation I have. It's called Little Girl High School
15.
that would be the name of
little girl.
And that's, and that's the name of the show, like literally. And they're like, I love this show, it's so great.
There's one man.
And he's like the most like blank slate man. Yes. Because you basically just can relate to him no matter who you are. He's in an all-girl high school.
He had to go there because of his allergies. Right? Some like dumbass reason.
For his allergies. He has like nosebleeds a lot, and the only school that would accept him is little girl high school.
For some reason. And like the teacher makes him get in front of the class on the first day, and he like embarrasses himself.
Yes, and then his nose bleeds because that's what happens in anime. Yes. And then all the girls laugh at him, and they're like, "Ah, look at new Joe or whatever."
So at first, the really nerdy girl like makes friends with him because like she doesn't, uh-huh. She like, feels bad for him because he's getting bullied.
She's the nerdy girl, yeah.
But then eventually, as the show progresses, you get into storylines with like the popular girls, and like. You know.
You know what happens. I know. Like, and then, I know exactly
what happens. You know what happens.
At one point, they're all in a hot tub somehow.
I don't know why. Like,
because they are. Oh, Little Girl High School 15. Oh, okay. That has been episode 65 of the Time Bat Show. Who's our sponsor today, Best Man?
Our sponsor today is going to have to be Almost Shrimp.
It's Almost Shrimp, yeah. Remember when you're looking for some food and you don't quite want the real thing, think of Almost Foods, because they're not food, they're Almost Foods. And go for that Almost Shrimp, because it's quite tasty.
You know,
remember,
when you're taking your vitamins,
don't be a vitamins.
Dadooch.
That's really bad.
Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Drive safe.
Drive safely.